This is Alana Carter, the founder and CEO of Renaissance Running LLC. And on today's podcast, we're going to catch up and talk about what to expect in 2019. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening to the most recent episode of the Renaissance Writing LLC podcast. As always, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to the podcast and send me your comments, questions, and concerns. So without further ado, please enjoy the episode. So thank you for joining me for this episode of the Renaissance Writing LLC podcast. Again, my name is Alana Carter. If you are new to the podcast, for my returning listeners, welcome back. So just a recap of everything I've been doing over the last couple of months since I have not been actively doing the podcast. So I got to do a lot of great things last year. I think the last thing I actually mentioned on the podcast was that I had gone to a writer's conference here hosted by the Author Zone. I was also on a talk show called In Good Company with Ms. Velma E. Griggs, which was awesome. I got a chance to talk about my professional writing, my company, as well as genealogy. I got a chance to return to my ancestral roots in Virginia and visit the family farm that has been in my family since 1872. I had never been there prior to November of last year, and it was so awesome, an amazing spiritual experience. I can't wait to go back. And I got a chance to write a real good article about that experience. Flash forward to this year, in January of 2019, I appeared on another talk show with my good friend Latia Brock. It is her talk show called Abundant Living TV, and I got to also talk again about professional writing as well as genealogy. And just a side note about Latia, she is absolutely amazing. And she has a book on the market, which I actually helped to edit. And I'm very proud to say that. It's called Making the Most of Life's Lemons. And I highly recommend that you check that book out. I know for sure it's on Amazon, but if you Google it, it might show up in some other places. I also got a chance to attend a poetry workshop with Terrence Hayes, the poet. I was blown away. First of all, I'm not a poet by trade. I do write poetry, but I don't follow any kind of, you know, a theme, or I don't follow any, I guess I don't follow any kind of rules when it comes to that. But being able to take this class and be engaged in poetry the way that it was taught by Terrence Hayes. I mean, he's an award-winning poet. I mean, come on. He's also a professor. I learned so much about poetry. I gained a new appreciation for poetry. So that's something else that I'm adding to my, hopefully, my skills. And then in addition to that, I'm still trying to get my first novel published. So I'm hoping that before the end of the year, I'll be able to report back to you guys on that and let you know where to get that. We're still in the editing phase. So I'm hoping, like I said, before the end of the year, before the end of 2019, that is out on the market and I can have that under my belt as being a published novel author as opposed to a published freelance writer, journalist, etc. So that's what was happening over the last couple of months. So with Renaissance Writing LLC, my company, for this year, I am going to be rolling out some more services. And you will start to hear more from me on the social media platforms, Facebook. You'll start to see my blog spot light up again because it's been kind of quiet. And you will definitely hear from me weekly on this podcast. So with that in mind, I do invite you, as always, to send your comments, questions, and concerns to me. You can email me at renaissancewritingllc@gmail.com or visit the website www.renaissancewritingllc.com. You can reach me either way. Let me know if you have any questions about writing. We're going to get into some more topics in the next episode on writing. We do have an episode actually coming up that talks a little bit more about fiction writing. So look forward to that. And like I said, if you have any questions, reach out. I am here. I'm glad to be back. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next one.